Holidays are upon us, and so many people have choices to make. Do they keep their protocol going? Do they keep their foods going? Do they keep what they've been doing to heal going? Some people will just do their protocols, do their foods, and not shift or change anything during the holidays. Some people will do partial protocols, partial foods, and then they'll just bring in some other different stuff that they don't normally choose or eat during the holidays. And then some people will just put it all off and after the holidays start back up again. Whichever you do, whichever route you choose, I support it. I understand. I want you to do what makes you happy, what makes you feel strong, what makes you feel empowered. A lot of us are looking out for the people around us. We don't want to create a conflict. We want people around us happy. And in doing so, it could mean eating different foods, having a different dinner, different snacks, different lunches, a different breakfast, because we're trying to make somebody else happy. And we're trying to make them feel comfortable. Because a lot of people, when they're doing their smoothies and their protocols and their healing soups, healing broths and their spinach soups and their heavy metal detox smoothies, and they're around family they haven't seen in a while, it can be like feeling like off-putting. It can make someone feel uncomfortable. And then at the same time, it could also make somebody interested and intrigued, and having somebody try something they haven't tried before, like the HMDS or a celery juice. But just keep in mind, no matter what's happening during the holidays in this time of year, that all along the way, you've been working hard, incorporating and bringing in the protocols and the foods, working on your healing process, working on deep healing within the body, working on healing your brain, and working on healing your liver, and healing your spleen, and your pancreas, and your adrenals, and your kidneys. Cleaning out those toxins, cleansing out the junk and garbage, and you've worked hard. Even if you just chose like one or two different things and that's what you did all year. Either way, you dedicated yourself. You had discipline. Keep that in mind. So if something happens and you get rocked and you're traveling or you're with family or friends and all of a sudden you're eating something entirely different, keep a light heart. Have ease in your heart, because be proud of yourself for what you've accomplished this year. And some of you have been doing it for 7 years, 6 years, 8 years. Be confident for what you've done. Reference it, remember it, and be like, you know what? I did so good. I did so many healing things. I did so many healing tools all year, and the year before, or even if it's just a few months, and pat yourself on the back. Be easy on yourself. Don't judge yourself, because at this time of year, it's difficult for a lot of people, because there can be a struggle when families get together and friends get together. And people get together. when all that's happening, it makes it hard. And we tend to lose track of what we're doing. We tend to give up or put it on hold. Completely understandable. And if that happens, that happens. Most importantly, you keep a light heart, be easy on yourself, don't judge yourself. And look back in your mind, in your consciousness, look back at what you've done and what you've accomplished. Think about how many spinach soups you might have had. Think about how many smoothies you had. Think about the liver rescue smoothie you had. Think about the 369 you did, the 28-day cleanse you did. Think about the 16 ounces of celery juice you did every single day. Think about the lemon water you did. Think about the protocols and the shock therapies and the brain shock therapies. Think about all the incredible tools you've done. Even if you were just dabbling and doing one or two of those tools along the way, think about those and remember and go back to that while you're going through the holidays. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be hard on yourself. Whatever you do, because it's a challenge. It just is for a lot of people. And some of you might say, hey, it's not a challenge at all, AW. I could push through. I did it before. My family doesn't mind. And then some of you, it's like really difficult and really hard. And you lose track. And you have to let some things go. And you make different choices. And that's okay. Because you can start up again. You can get going on things again. And if what you're doing makes somebody else happy, that could be all you need. If it's making a family member or a loved one or a really close friend or somebody happy, and it's keeping the peace, and that's what you're choosing to do, then that could be really powerful too, regardless of everything or anything, or your choices or what you're doing. Be easy on yourself and understand that you've accomplished so much already. And you may not be thinking you accomplished anything. There's some people that feel like they don't ever really accomplish something, but that's not true. You have. Even if it was just one thing and one thing only, you have accomplished a lot. And be proud of yourselves. Be proud of yourself. Truly, be proud of yourself. Especially if you're dealing with symptoms and any kind of chronic illness, any kind of diagnosis, any kind of struggle. You deserve respect. You deserve to be proud of yourself. And don't forget that. Remember that. And don't fear the holidays, because if something shifts or changes or you got to travel, think about all the good things you've done. And think about how you're going to go back to that and hop back up on that wagon. And you might even do some extra stuff to work on making up for what maybe you did that you don't feel was like was in your best interest in the moment, out of survival. And that's another thing too. With holidays, we tend to go into survival mode instead of like relaxing mode. There's a lot of people, they end up going into that like trying to survive, trying to push through, trying to go into that survival mode. And that's really difficult. Really difficult for so many. And if that's the case, exactly, Maybe keep one tool in. Maybe keep the celery juice in if you can. And remember, I mean, I have so many fun holiday recipes on medicalmedium.com for the holidays. Check them out. They're really good, really yummy. But no matter what, be easy on yourself, have peace in your heart, keep a light heart, and remember all the good stuff that you've done. And if you can keep some of that going, incredible. If for some reason there's no way you can keep some of the good stuff going because there's just too much pressure during the holidays, too much confrontation, and say, okay, all right, I'm sacrificing right now, and I'm sacrificing for others, I'm sacrificing for loved ones, I'm sacrificing for friends, and that's okay. I'll get through it, I'll push through it. My body still loves me, my body is still healing. It's healing on all the good things I've done. It's still in that healing process. Even if you shift your foods or shift something in the moment, your body is still in that healing process that you ignited all along the way doing these tools. So keep that in mind too. That you got some reserves. Your body's been doing some healing and it still is in that healing mode. And then, you know, after the holidays, you kick it back into heavy gear. You move forward. And be proud of yourself. Truly. Anyway. Many blessings. Love you guys.